Hi, are you a woman in your 40s, 50s, 60s or beyond? Well, our conversations are for you. Hi, my name's Ali.
Hi, my name's Kerry.
So why don't you listen to our chat today?
Hi, it's Ali here and I'm with Kerry. Now I know this might sound strange to say, but do you love yourself? Because nearly 97% of women aren't happy with who they are. So this is our topic today. Kerry and I were looking at an article that actually stated that 97% of women do not like, and actually in some cases hate, at least one part of their body. And 85% of women have such low self-esteem that they don't like who they are. And we were so surprised at these stats that we thought it would be a great topic to talk about today. So Kerry, how do you feel about yourself now and in the past?
It's really interesting, isn't it? Because those stats were huge and they shocked me. That I can understand that everybody has an issue with a certain part of their body. I can relate to that if it's that specific. Do you know what I mean? I think everybody has one thing on them that they're like, yeah, I wish I could change that. But to hate that part of yourself is really quite strong. It's crazy that 85% of women don't believe they're good enough, I suppose. Well, you can relate to that because you have a lot of people come in, don't you? And it all boils down to not feeling good enough.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I know when I was younger that I had confidence in my early teens and I had definitely had self-worth, but I was quite successful in athletics then. And I think that gave me that self-worth that I'm good enough. And then I stopped doing athletics and I moved from my teens through to my 30s, I suppose, or late 20s, where I definitely didn't love myself as much. And I definitely had less self-worth. And I don't know if that's because I was finding myself. I didn't know where I was at. And I think at that sort of age, you compare yourself a lot with other people, don't you? And how good their careers are, how good looking they are, what they own, and all the material things. So I think in that stage, I definitely didn't have the confidence, didn't feel like I was good enough. And then I started my own business late 20s. And I think through my 30s and 40s, I definitely have discovered who I am, that I'm good enough, that I can love myself without loving myself like in an arrogant way, but love myself for the person that I've become. Yeah, now I feel like I have got self-worth and I do love myself and that I'm a good person.
Well, you are definitely a good person. What do you think was the changing point? What do you think happened when you went from someone that didn't really have self-worth and maybe didn't love themselves to a person that actually had the confidence? Is it something you did? Is it just age? What do you think it was for you?
I think it's a combination of a few things, actually. I think that when I became confident in my work and more successful and that developed, that definitely made me feel more worthy or loved myself more because I knew that I could do it and that it was going well. I think age is a big factor on it as well, because I think the older you get, the less you worry about what other people think and you look more at yourself as you're getting older. And I also think going to have to say his name, of course, the Tony Robbins events.
Yay!
I think that has played a big part in my mindset and how I look and how I look at how I feel. And and he even talks about, we have sessions on there, don't we, where we have to do certain techniques to love ourselves. And even just to feel more confident, we have like ways of moving our body and things like that. And I think that's had a big effect as well on how I feel.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. And it's been, 25 years nearly that we've known each other. I would say I've seen your confidence and your self-love grow in that time tremendously. Yeah. And I do think part of it is having a purpose in life that you feel valuable.
Yeah, I agree.
The thing with what you just said is I can sort of, because I know you so well, I can feel when you're saying about self-love that this part of you feels like, oh, I can't say that because people are going to think, well, who do you think you are? But I think there's a massive difference between being very arrogant about yourself and actually loving yourself. There is a strength in loving who you are and treating yourself the right way, because that actually teaches people how to love you and how to treat you. So I think it's a very Western thing that when someone says they love themselves, they're worried that people are going to think they're arrogant. And I just think that there is beauty in actually loving yourself. I can see how you hold yourself and the things you do, that actually that inner love is there. You're doing it with love, not arrogance.
Yeah, you're right. I do struggle with that, with the phrase love yourself. Yeah, because I do think that it's like, oh, look at you loving yourself. But you're right. It's not that. It's the inner love. So how do you feel about self-love and self-worth?
Okay. If I go back to my 20s, 30s, and maybe my 40s, I think the self-esteem was very low. So that didn't help with loving myself. And I think, like a lot of people, there were one or two things that I didn't particularly like in myself, my body, and that didn't give me the confidence. But saying that, I was looking at some photos the other day in my 30s and early 40s, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, how did I feel that way about myself? You know, there's nothing wrong with me. But of course, you've got that time to then look back. You're distant from it. You're seeing it as an image.
Yeah.
You're not seeing it maybe as much as it's you. And I think so many people go through worrying about one or two little things, which we can discuss a little bit later. So in the past, I've really struggled. Now, though, and I think the turning point for me was, remember in lockdown, we started our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And we both were doing these videos and looking at it, and we were pulling it apart. We were really pulling it apart and like, oh my goodness, that's really bad. I said this wrong, and look at me there. And I think I sort of started to think, it doesn't matter. And I did an exercise that a lot of people find, and I use this with a lot of my clients, really strange. And the people that really need to do this exercise are absolutely appalled by it. The people that, yeah, it's going to help me love myself more, and I do love myself a bit, are quite happy to do it. And that is, you stand in front of your mirror, you look yourself straight in the eyes, and then you say, I love you, and your first name and your second name, and you mean it. And you do that every morning and every evening. And actually, every time you have a reflection of yourself, you smile and go, yeah, looking good. And it's not in an arrogant way, it's in a loving way. And I tell you what, that exercise changes people's lives, especially women. It actually makes you appreciate who you are. And you actually do think, yeah, I'm okay. I'm looking good. And it's not in that arrogant way. But that exercise and doing the YouTube channels really changed me.
Do you remember when we were at a Joseph McClendon event, and he makes you stand in a circle and really like look in the mirror and love yourself? And I remember, and he made it, obviously built it up, and it was really emotional. And we all had to say, we had to imagine ourselves looking in the mirror saying, you love yourself, and you're great at this, and you're great at that. Everyone in the room, not everyone, but a lot of people in the room started crying. Because it was almost like admitting that it's okay. It was almost like it's okay to love yourself.
You know
what I mean? And it was, it was just quite, I just remember that event and being quite like, wow, a lot of people, quite surprised. Yeah.
Hi, it's Ali here, and I just want to stop this month's podcast just for one moment. I want to share with you some really exciting news. I have just created a brand new membership called Bliss Beyond Borders. And this site is for anyone that is suffering with stress and feeling overwhelmed, that struggles with a good night's sleep, wants to reduce the hot sweats with menopause, and quieten that inner voice that just stops you doing the things you really want to in life. This membership has hypnosis, meditation, affirmations, and transformational tools. It really has something for everyone. And at the moment, I'm doing a 7-day trial for just £1. Just look in the notes of the podcast and you'll see a link to the membership. So come on, join me in my membership, Bliss Beyond Borders, and create a blissful life. So let's get back to the podcast. If we look at both of us, there are parts of your body that I know you're not 100% happy with. And there's parts of my body that I'm not 100% happy with. But instead of focusing on what's bad, I think we focus on what's good. And we're starting to see ourselves as a whole. Because the thing we have to remember is when someone else looks at you, they're looking at your energy. They're looking at your whole body. They're looking at your personality. They're seeing you as you. When you look in the mirror, you're seeing everything in parts. You're seeing your eyes as one part, your nose as another, your lips as another, your neck as another, your stomach as another. And you are then honing in on that one or two or three or four or five, whatever bits that you don't like. And that makes you feel not worthy.
It's quite interesting because I have, obviously, I deal with lots of ladies. And quite often they reach out in a way and they say, oh my God, my baggy eyes. I can't stand my baggy eyes. And I have not even recognized that they have baggy eyes, which is exactly what you've just said. I'm just looking at them as a whole. Yeah.
Because the thing that you particularly don't like, I don't really notice, and vice versa. And it is because people see you as a whole. So when you start looking in the mirror, instead of honing in on that one or two or three things that you don't love about yourself, start honing in on what you do love. Oh, I love my hair. Oh, I think my eyes are amazing. And really focus on those things as well as doing the I love you. You are going to change. And as I say, a lot of women are like, I can't do that. That's completely cringy. Oh, I hate myself. I can't even bear looking in the mirror. If you're saying that, you need to do this exercise because it will change your life.
Yeah. So what changed you into feeling more self-worth and love?
I think it's doing that exercise. And actually, it was Joseph McLennan III because he's trained me to be one of his elite neuroencoding specialists around the world. Yeah. And that is one of the things that we actually use within neuroencoding. And it's powerful. It's so simple, but it's so powerful. And it's just getting over that initial hurdle of doing it and remembering it's not arrogant. It's from the heart.
Yeah.
So that's one thing, is that do the exercise and don't look at yourself as parts. That's important for loving who you are, especially when you're looking in the mirror, your image. But I think one of the important things when it comes to not loving yourself because you don't love who you are, you know, your self-worth, your self-esteem, you said something earlier that's so important, and that's having a purpose. Because I think a lot of women find that, you know, especially in midlife, that maybe their children have left home, or they're finding that they're doing a job maybe they don't love anymore. They haven't got any purpose in life, so they feel slightly empty inside, and that doesn't help them loving who they are. They're thinking, oh, look at my life, I should be so much further than I am now, and they're not. So maybe, and we've mentioned this before, sit down and write out a list of what you want in your life. Because it's your life. It's not your children's life. It's not your partner's life. Your life isn't your work. Your life is you. So what do you want in your life? And it doesn't have to be expensive things. It could be getting fit again, or having a hobby that you love, going for more walks, connecting with people more. Or it could be holidays, moving somewhere that you've always wanted to go. It can be bigger things, changing your job. But finding that purpose that allows you to love yourself more. And I think that's one of the things that's been very big for you.
Yeah, definitely has been. Yeah, I definitely need to have that feeling of achieving.
Yeah. And setting little goals, because once again, I've said this before, you know, when you walk up your stairs, you don't go from the first step to the last step in one step. You take one step at a time. So just take little steps towards doing the things in your life that fills you up, makes you feel good. Because I think with both of us, we are lucky. We found a career that we absolutely love, and it fills us up. You know, you, when women walk out of your salon, they look so good. They're so pleased. It makes a difference to their self-esteem. And you feel like you're achieving something. When I have a client in that's struggling with, you know, low self-esteem, or they feel overwhelmed, they've got a fear or phobia, or they need to lose weight, all of those things. And working with them that they change, and they're so grateful that their lives have changed for the good. It fills you up. It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And then another thing that I think absolutely depletes how we feel about ourselves is social media. It's a great thing. Don't get me wrong. There's so many things you can learn on YouTube and different courses, and you can find out about the world that when we were children, we would have never been able to do this. However, it creates this them and us. It's okay for them. Look how amazing they look. Look at the life they've got. And when we start comparing ourselves to others, that gap is a deficiency in our life. It's like we lack, we are not worthy, and then it affects us inside. Yeah. So social media is amazing, but it is a time zapper. It is an energy zapper, and it is a self-esteem zapper.
Yeah.
So use it with caution. If you're feeling low and you're not feeling very good, do not pick up Facebook and start looking at other people's lives, because I tell you what, when was the last time that made you feel good?
Yeah, need to go to YouTube and type in how to love myself in the mirror, or go to Ali's, go to your site, YouTube.
Or, you know, look at some motivational thing that's going to make you feel good about yourself. Yeah. Go for a walk. So I would say they're the three things that, you know, don't look at yourself as parts, look at yourself as a whole. Find yourself a purpose. And when you use social media, use it with caution. Use it to help you feel good. Don't use it to compare yourself and then it makes you feel bad.
Life's changed a lot, hasn't it, as we got older with social media? Like when we were young, we just didn't have social media. So we just compared ourselves with our friends, that little bubble.
Yeah.
And now you compare yourself with the whole world, you know, and it's pretty crazy, really.
Yeah. And I think finally, one of the issues is our beliefs. And there's two ways of looking at beliefs. There's the programming we had when we were younger. If we were told that we look scruffy or you can never do anything right and all those sort of things, that they're still within us. Who do you believe you need to be a lovable person? So if you're believing that, oh, if I have my eyes done because they're baggy, then I'm going to be more lovable, you're putting everything onto one thing. It's your belief, because actually someone else looks at you, doesn't even notice them. So maybe look at the beliefs. What were you told when you were younger? And what's your belief about you now? And is it true? Ask someone else, someone that you love and that would be kind to you, how much they notice it when they look at you.
Yeah. I agree with the belief system thing that you just discussed. However, a lot of people think that beauty is external, you know, but really beauty comes from within.
Yeah.
So loving yourself from within.
That's really true about the fact that beauty is from the inside. And I think as we're aging and we're midlife women, I think society is very much about beautiful and young, and we're feeling older and maybe more invisible. And that doesn't help with self-love.
I think there's two sort of sides to it, because as you age, you do notice that you're changing how you look, and you can obviously do things to try to help make the best of what you've got. But I think also on the inside, your self-worth is almost stronger, because you're a bit like, I know who I am now. I know what's good about me. I know what's bad about me. And I actually don't worry as much what other people think of me. You know, whereas when you're younger, I know for me, when I was younger, I'd always be like, oh, I hope you like me, be my friend, you know, like that. And now I'm a bit like, well, if you don't like me, it's okay. You don't need to be in my life. It's fine. So it's a bit of a hard one, because I look in the mirror and go, oh, wrinkles. Why? Well, don't like those. But on the inside, I'm like, actually, it's okay. We're getting older and I can't do that much about it, you know?
No.
But I know who I am internally. Yeah.
Yeah. We should look at becoming older as a privilege.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is making the most of who you are, working on your mindset, working on getting the best haircut for you, using some new makeup, just making that effort. Because sometimes when we don't have that self-worth, when we don't love ourselves, we don't make the effort. And that's a vicious circle, where if you actually go, stop, I'm going to make the most of me, because I'm I'm worthy and I am going to wear makeup if I want to, and I am going to make an effort and I'm going to go out and I'm going to look good, instead of actually picking holes in ourselves.
Yeah.
So if you're a woman that's really struggling with loving yourself and you haven't got self-worth, I really hope you've had some value in this discussion, because you are amazing. You're uniquely you. And start looking in that mirror and telling yourself that you love yourself, because you deserve your own love. And the more we focus on the good parts of ourselves, the better we feel. The more we don't compare ourselves to others, the better we feel. And aging is a privilege. And if you're not happy with the way you're looking, do something about it. Get a new haircut, dye your hair a different color, look at your wardrobe. Are you making the most of it? Because if we don't love ourselves, how can we expect anyone else to love us?
That's very true.
So that's it from us this month. And our next episode will be on the 4th of April. So until then, it's bye from me.
Bye from me.
Bye.